Is this a typical example of how LGBTIQ activists are treated in Turkey when we look at this march?
Unfortunately, it is getting more common like this since 2015. The first attack was in 2015 Pride March. And since then, the authorities are trying to stop people from marching on the streets for the rights of human rights of LGBTIQ people.
The trans march you mentioned and you took photos of was in June 2016. And one month later, the Turkish military tried to coup against Erdogan. And since then, LGBTIQ activists are persecuted even more, as I've read. For example, last November, the Turkish authorities banned LGBTI movie festival. And queer activists, they say that the Turkish state will ban queer life in general. So can you maybe explain the situation and the repressions against queer people now?
Yeah, you read the news right. Unfortunately, that was the case in last November. This ban happened in Ankara, the capital city of Turkey. And there was a film festival or film screening, to be more correct, was planning actually in cooperation with the German embassy and with a film festival in Turkey called Queer Fest. And authorities said that this cannot happen in Ankara, and they canceled the event. They said it's not allowed to have this event in Ankara. And then after this announcement, a few days later, if I'm not mistaken, they officially stated that everything related to LGBTIQ teams, everything you can imagine, film screening, protests, theater plays, photos, exhibitions, everything is banned right now indefinitely. Like, there is no deadline for this ban. And this is, of course, worrying a lot of LGBTIQ activists. And they are trying to find ways of fighting with this ban. But it is very hard. Yes, indeed. But I wouldn't like to be that negative that it would be totally banned to be queer in Turkey. I don't think I could agree with this statement. I hope it won't be like that. And I don't think it could be that easy to ban queer life or something related to queer identities that easy in Turkey. At least this is our way of thinking. But of course, yes, things are happening very fast and very unexpected in the last 2 years, where the Turkish, like, the country is in the state of emergency since the attempt of the military coup.
And I hope I'm informed right that you are in Germany since 2 years. What is this, what you still get out of Turkey, in which way and in which places can LGBTIQ queer life still happen today? As you say, it's not that everything is banned out of public. There is still queer life. And how does it take part?
Yes, you are informed right, first of all. I am living in Berlin since November 2016, so almost 2 years now. And yes, it is happening in, like, events. Like, there are still events happening related to LGBTIQ issues. I don't think, like, this is rational to ban an event, like, in relation to a minority that say that, like, it's not possible anymore. It's irrational to me, but yes, that's the case only in Ankara. And of course, that's a worrying situation. And there were some other cancellations by authorities in other small cities. But of course, the LGBTIQ human rights activists, they are, of course, always trying to put more events and unionize more, of course, as always happened in Turkey. So yes, there's right now the Pride Week started in Istanbul, for instance, and they just had an opening event yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and they will hopefully, they are hoping to walk march this Sunday. And yes, it's not like there is no ban, at least for now. but about these bans or these situations happened very quickly. So it could happen in the morning of Sunday. So nobody knows, of course, from advance. And yeah, that's the situation. And actually, a group of people, which are from Turkey and mostly from Istanbul, right now organizing a solidarity walk in Berlin. And it's going to happen in this Sunday as well at 5 p.m. in Hermannplatz. And we will walk with and for Istanbul Pride in Berlin, because there are a lot of people right now in Germany want to do something about this and be a voice. We wanted to make at least an event, a solidarity event in relation to this.
And as I've read, there are also a lot of Turkish LGBTIQ activists in Germany, and there's a movement of migration, which was also getting a lot of Turkish LGBTIQ activists to go into exile in Germany. Is this also the situation for you?
Yeah, it is actually maybe related, I would say. But I was personally, as an artist, I was in touch with an art collective from Braunschweig. And they were a student group in 2014 who were on research in Turkey's queer scene and in Istanbul. And they came to Istanbul. And at the time, I was exhibiting my works in Pride Week exhibition in Istanbul. And this was, of course, before the ban. It was the peak moment, if you ask me, of the LGBTIQ movement in Turkey in 2014. And then they discovered my artworks among 15 other artists, and they wanted to make projects with me in Germany. And since then, we were in touch. And I was always, of course, postponing it because I was not planning on to at least moving to another country for that time. But I moved, I postponed this until 2016, when the military attempt, missile coup attempt happened. They asked me again once more. They said maybe it would be a right time for you to also see if you can make some art projects in Germany and try how is it for you in another country. And then I accepted their offer and I came here. So it was mainly for my art project, but of course with my tour, as you mentioned, with Isn't It Love tour, I'm also showcasing my queer themed works. So of course it is related to this migration of LGBTIQ people. Yes.
And so you are still living in Berlin as a visual artist, and now today you're coming to Halle with your project Isn't It Love, and for the project you took pictures of close, intimate moments between queer, lesbian or gay people. So as far as I've seen your pictures, I can tell that. So what is it, what you want to show with your work and your picture and your tour?
Actually, in my tour, I showcase four different photography series of mine. And as a photography artist, I always explain that my work is very personal and I might be considered as a private documentary photographer because it's all about my environment, my experience and my truth. So I am actually showcasing my truth of the queer scene in Istanbul and in Turkey, and most of them, in three of my photography series that I'm showcasing, are from the party series that I have been in Istanbul. There is one photography series that's much more personal. It is about woman sexuality, and it's about my relationship to one of my ex-partners, and it is the moment that we were having an intercourse. I have photos of that, and I'm showcasing that as well. And on the last part, I showcase my photos of the Pride March in Istanbul. So with all these photos, I am trying to talk about my journey with my sexual identity. And I also try to talk about how it is for a random person in Istanbul in relation to queer scene. So basically, I talk about my works, and as you can understand from the name. I ask, isn't it just love? And is it like, why do we need to prove something or why do we need to explain something? It's just love for me, at least, what I'm showing. So I'm just asking this question as well to a lot of people.